UNF professor Tracy Alloway says past research has shown working memory,
so our ability to process and remember information,
is linked to clinical depression. She says, take a depressed person after a job interview.
So you would actually recruit your working memory and fixate just on those negative aspects of your interview rather than thinking of what you did well or even what you could do better for the future.
On the other hand, she says, someone with a better memory is more able to focus on the positives. Alloway tested more than 2,000 healthy people ages 16 to 79, asking them to rate their optimism and pessimism levels, and also measured their working memory, which can be tested by asking them to demonstrate.
How many numbers can you remember in backwards order?
And she found a few things. One, age was a predictor. Teens and young adults had the highest levels of pessimism, and nearly 85% of those who reported feelings of depression were also pessimistic, ranking themselves high in scenarios like this.
If something bad is going to happen to me, it will. But we also found that their working memory was predicting whether or not they were optimistic or pessimistic.
People with lower working memory scores were more negative. But she says there are things people can do to improve their memory, like eating more blueberries or dark chocolate.
Some of them are quite tasty options.
They can also be more intentional on focusing on positive aspects of events, she says. Alloway's study was published in the Journal of Applied Cognitive Psychology. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.